That's an important statement for me. And it's important because it reminds me of who I am and why I do service. I'm going to start off by reading a couple things out of the basic text that I looked up. I'm going to lower this a little bit too. So that we can get a groundwork of what service really is about. From page 57 of What Can I Do, it says, "We learn that service to others will get us out of ourselves. Our work can begin with simple actions, emptying ashtrays, making coffee, cleaning up, setting up for a meeting, opening the door, chairing a meeting, and passing out literature. Doing these things helps us feel a part of the fellowship." And then later on it says in the same chapter on page 58, "We recognize our spiritual growth when we are able to reach out and help others. We help others when we participate in service work and try to carry the message of recovery to the addict who still suffers. We learn that we keep what we have only by giving it away. Also, our experience shows that many personal problems are resolved when we get out of ourselves and offer to help others in need. We recognize that one addict can best understand and help another addict. No matter how much we give, there's always another addict seeking help." And then finally, "Working with others is only the beginning of service work. NA service allows us to spend much of our time directly helping suffering addicts, as well as ensuring Narcotics Anonymous itself survives. This way, we keep what we have by giving it away." I chose those topics out of the basic text basically to emphasize how service saved me. My clean date is 9/6 of 1987. I came into the program when there was only 3 meetings in my hometown. To get recovery, we had to travel a little bit. And when you had a meeting in that town, it was usually very large. It took a while for us to start getting a meeting every day of the week, and 2 in some days, but they did it. You know, it's now a thriving area all unto itself. When I first got clean, well, the first time I recognized I had a problem was in high school. And they didn't know what to do with me. That was back in 73 or 74. And Narcotics Anonymous had not really gotten a foothold yet. And they didn't know what to do with me, so I ended up just going back to what I was doing. But then in 82, there was a serious problem for me. And I went into recovery and stayed for about 2 years and then relapsed for 2 years. And I came back in 87. And I came back with a different frame of mind. Before that time, I'd done some service work at the area, but it wasn't intensive work like GSRs or anything like that. It was just the basics, cleaning ashtrays, making coffee, that type of thing. I didn't know what service was. All I knew was that I needed to help set up the meeting. I didn't know what it was all about. I didn't know the importance of service then that I do now. And I look back now at those times, and I minimize that service work so much. When I got a little bit more clean and started reaching out a little bit more, I started looking back and realizing how important it was. A guy at my meeting last Sunday night told a story about the most basic service that we can have in Narcotics Anonymous. He talked about going to a meeting and not knowing where it was at. Our meeting, not knowing where it was at. And he saw a bunch of people smoking, a bunch of people swearing. He says, "That must be where the NA meeting is." And he's right. That's a type of service. When we stand outside and we let people know this is where it's at, we help invite people into the meeting. They know where it's at. I started out doing the light stuff, as I said, cleaning ashtrays, making coffee. I became the secretary of my group. And the reason why I did these things was I needed you far more than you needed me. But the only way I could show that, the only way that I could give back to the recovery was by doing these things, showing up early, setting up tables, setting up chairs, making coffee, doing whatever the chairperson needed for that day, I did. So every week for my home group, I showed up early. And all the other meetings, I showed up early. And if they weren't set up, I helped set up. At the end of the meeting, I stayed late. I cleaned the coffee pot so that the chairperson could get out early and stuff. See, these things is what I needed to get from the program, not thinking that what I was giving to the program. It took me 7 years to get outside of my home group service and the groups around me service before I became a GSR. And the reason for that was we had five kids, and you know they were very young at the time, and I needed to fill in for when my wife had to work, and she filled in when I needed to work. So I had to stay like at the home group level for 7 years, and I thank God for that, because by the time I got to the area service, I was a calming influence with it, because I knew all the shit that goes on. I knew that... Oh, that's wonderful. Yeah, that's a lot better, huh? Let me talk a little less loud. I learned that that's what kept me clean. By showing up early every week, by doing what I needed to do, I was staying away. You know what? I actually thrived on that service. I actually was a person that needed to do that. That was my talent. That was my gift, was to be hospitable, to do that type of work. And not everybody can do that type. So as I said before, I had become a GSR after 7 years and did that for, I don't know, I probably did that in home group service for a lot more time after that. And then I got involved with being the area representative with, I forget the initials for it now, but we called it ASR, and went to the region for the regional meetings, and then I got involved with as a regional delegate and went to the World Conference a couple times. And in between I did literature work. We did literature work with the sponsorship guide that came out, and all of that stuff grounded me in the program. It made me feel a part of and helped open doors for other people, other addicts. I today work with the outreach committee in the Norvana area, and we go to meetings and we try to share what happens at area service and try to bring these outside meetings into the group. And that's kind of tough to do because a lot of the meetings don't want to do this. But we try to communicate. We try to tell them what's going on and try to share the message of Narcotics Anonymous as a bigger unit. Service saved me so many ways, and I can't tell you how many ways, because it just overwhelms me when I think back at that time. Basically, the idea is that service is reaching out and helping another addict up. You can do service with no days clean. You can come in using and stand at the door hugging people if you need to. We need to encourage, or I need to encourage, our friends and newcomers that I know to be a member of the welcoming committee in the group. We need to pull people in. We need to hold them and kind of put the pieces back together again like what was done to me. That was the greatest feeling I had when I first came into Narcotics Anonymous and got that hug. Because I felt so unworthy of a hug. I felt so wasted as a person that those hugs kept me coming back. And I don't see that a lot anymore. Some meetings, yeah, but I don't see that a lot anymore. We kind of forget that we need to welcome people. We need to find the newcomers and give them our phone numbers. Those are all acts of service that helps us. I mean, how do you feel when an addict calls you on the phone and says, I just need to talk to somebody? How do you feel when that happens? It feels wonderful. It does to me that somebody reached out and talked to me. They don't realize that they're doing service to me. Well, I'm doing service by picking up the phone. By picking up people, taking them to meetings. By just showing up at the meetings. I don't know what to say other than that it works. It really does. Service works. Service saves our ass more than it saves the group's ass. We feel part of, and that's the key. That's what we want to do. We want to feel a part of instead of a part from. And if we sit in the back and we tell ourselves that somebody else will do it, I don't want to do it, I don't want to get here early, we're hurting ourselves. You know, show up early, do what you need to do, welcome people, give them your phone number, do that. That's the services, this fellowship of Narcotics Anonymous. So with that, I think I'll pass.
Thank you.
You have to hit the button.
Hey, family, I'm Virginia. I'm an addict.